Yo.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Guess who's back? Back again. Woo! KGAK back, baby. What's up?
We are back. Tell all your friends.
That's right. Debbie Plock and tell your friends we're back.
Yeah. Let's break the charts, you know?
Woo, somebody, how you doing?
Good. Awesome. Big news, big news. Congrats on being an uncle. How's it feel?
Oh, hey, thanks, buddy. It feels good. Feels good. Nice to have a new member of the family.
He's a cutie. And we'll send out our congrats to Myers and Molly, too.
Oh, yeah, congrats, of course. Another cutie.
Another one. Another one indeed. Well, I figured, you know, we could do a little podcast about the upcoming NFL draft. As I was telling you before, I think this is like the first draft that we're going to have, you know, 6-7 like offensive skilled players in the top 10. Which is pretty relevant to fantasy football. But obviously the draft is also very exciting for, you know, all of us because the Bears are heavily involved in the draft. So lots to talk about, it felt like.
A little NFL pre-pod, pre-draft.
Yeah, it's coming back before you know it. It's already April drafted and then, you know, got training camps, like, you know. Maybe some people want to go out there and do some research for their draft. I don't know. You know, see what's going on. Get some firsthand information. You know what I mean?
Right back to our scheduling our yearly fantasy football draft. You think we'll do a live draft again? That'd be pretty wild.
I don't know. Have to see how everyone's doing.
Time will tell.
So I figured, you know, let's go like we can go like pick by pick. Give our opinion, see what's going on, see if any curveballs are coming our way. Obviously, you know, the Bears having number one pick, I think we know where that's going.
Yeah, I mean, look, we know where it's going. Obviously, you know, pretty confident that it's going to be Caleb at this point after some drama. Like, there was a lot of drama, obviously, in the offseason. We all had our groupie conversations about, you know, keeping Fields and trading the pick and getting assets. Like, how often can you really have, you know, can you really, you know, there's so many busts in the NFL who are big number one picks that don't span out. So, yes, they could have got a lot for the pick. I was of the proponent initially that they should have kept Fields, but then that kind of, I know one game doesn't do a ton of justice, but that Green Bay game at the end of the season really turned me off. I mean, Green Bay's defense was not that good last year, and Fields had just a terrible game in that last game of the season. And he's just too inconsistent, man. And then the fact that after all that drama and all that conversation, nobody even wanted him, I mean, kind of proved the fact that, you know, unfortunately, he wasn't going to be our quarterback. And you have a chance here to get a generational talent. So, yeah, I mean, he should be the number one pick. Some people have been saying Jaden Daniels should be the number one pick, trying to create some controversy lately. But I think at this point, it's locked and sealed. You gotta take a chance on somebody who can – change your organization.
I mean, they have to take Caleb Williams with all the drama that went down. Like, the Bears are dumb and terrible at drafting, but they can't be that dumb. So, like, obviously, they're going after Caleb Williams. You know, go ahead.
I just want to mention before you. So, do you think that, like, you know, everybody said that the value they got for Justin, like, was so low. Like, I mean, at that point, they were just really hoping that. I mean, some people were saying they would have had to cut him. The thought process of some that holding on to both of them and then waiting until there's an injury next year when the value would skyrocket at that point for Fields, would that have not have worked?
I would have done that. I mean, I'm biased. I still stand by it. I think Justin Fields will pan out better than Caleb Williams. I think, you know, I get it. He's not a great passer right now. But, I mean, he's got intangibles, athletic talent that you can't teach. I just think that in the right situation, he can do significantly better than where he was at in Chicago. I think what happened with the Bears is that they knew most teams. I think the read on them was that they were gonna draft Williams. Justin Fields was available for trade. And there, unfortunately, there's a lot of good high quarterbacks available in the draft, so people aren't gonna overpay for him. Number one, and you know, they showed their cards. So like they. You know, the Bears were going to be stuck. And I heard rumors that other teams had offered some a better compensation, but they also want to do right by Fields, which I think it was, you know, probably the right thing to do. But there's no doubt that holding on to him, I mean, I could – there's still a chance that there's a quarterback needy team that doesn't get a top – quarterback draft, one of the top quarterbacks in this draft. So that team's going to be really desperate. You know, I'm looking at something like Denver, you know, Las Vegas, like they're not in the top 10.
They're going to wait until the draft is over. I see what you're saying.
Potentially. And I don't know. You know, I'm not sold that Vegas, the quarterback is who, Aiden O'Connell right now. Denver, like, yeah, Denver, Jared Stidham, like that's who they're gonna go into the season with. And if they don't, there's 5-6, you know, considered to be top 10, you know, first round draft picks. There's not enough of them going around. So,
Studley Stidham.
So you know, there could have been a better market, but I understand where the Bears were coming from. I think that, like, especially because there's rumors out there that they took the lesser deal to do right by him, I think it was appropriate. And they holding on to him would have done terrible, potentially damage for him in his career too. So it's fine. I get why it happened. I think he's worth more than that. So it is what it is. So then.
But before you move away from Caleb Williams, what's the over under in our league this year on Caleb Williams' draft value?
Over
under. I mean, you know, in our league, he's going to get overbid.
Of course, I know. I'm trying to remember what did you pay for your quarterbacks? What did you pay for Herbert?
Herbert was like 40s, mid 40s.
40s?
Yeah, it was expensive. The quarterback market got crazy. A good example would be Richardson went for 30. So I would say like 30, 35. I would say.
Yeah, that was a good comp because I was gonna go somewhere in the 30s.
33 and a half. We'll go 33 and a half. We'll see. We'll split it.
I'll go 31.
Sorry, we'll go 32. Well, Price is right, Jeff.
All right, right. Oh, I thought we were each choosing. Yeah, 33 and a half. So 33. I was trying to be like, what am I going to say? No, that sounds appropriate. You know, for both those reasons you mentioned.
Either way, it's going to go over because somebody's going to want a Chicago quarterback, and you know how that goes. So.
I'll tell you right now. I can't afford to draft him anyway. I have like the least amount of money, but I wouldn't be drafting him. I mean. If he's your fantasy quarterback and the Bears suck, if you're watching Double Bears down. Games and watching your fantasy quarterback just be terrible, I mean, forget it. I mean, ooh, no thanks. No thanks.
He's projected right now to either be on Myers or Fiala's team. They usually are high on drafting Bears players.
Well, are they?
No, Fiala, I feel like, always has Bears players. I don't know. Maybe I'm mistaken. Yeah.
I mean, there's been very few years where having a Bears on your team was profitable. So, all right. So then, based on your analysis for the number one draft pick, I guess you know you're going with Jane Daniels at number two, unless you think Washington's doing a trade.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably going to be Jane Daniels. I mean, I've seen some weird mocks where. Like some have him dropping and having Drake May like up to two, but I mean I can't with all the hype, especially now some people are saying that he's better than Caleb even. I think it's a pretty solid lock that's gonna be the case.
Yeah, I think Jaden Daniels goes number two. No way Washington is trading. They need a quarterback. Three is where it starts to get interesting with the Patriots. I say that because there's some chatter out there that the Patriots are more than a quarterback away from being a relevant team, that they need help everywhere, which they do. I mean, they keep signing, like, you know, other teams' receivers that are like fourth and fifth on the depth chart, and they're supposed to be the starters for New England. I don't know, like, why that's still happening. Like, you don't have Tom Brady. You need better receivers for your below average quarterbacks to throw to. So some people have them trading to be able to acquire more picks to improve their entire, you know, team essentially. And other people have them drafting a quarterback. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's just such a high-value QB draft that I think it's tough to pass up a chance to take somebody that could possibly change your organization. Now, that being said, I mean, I'm just not a fan of I mean, the Mitchell Trubisky experience. It ruined it for us because, like, and it ruins it for anybody coming out of North Carolina because he was so bad. But the thing is, like, I don't want guys from schools that play so schedules. Like, I mean, ACC is okay at football. Like, Clemson's good, but really, there's not that many great football teams. And, like, I don't know, like it's just not like, you know, you're not playing the top defenses. You're not playing SEC defenses all the time. So I just don't – that's what I'm concerned about from anybody who's not from a big-time school. So, yeah, I mean, I probably wouldn't. Like, I think he shouldn't be the third quarterback. I think that at that point, if I'm the Patriots, I would probably just – I don't know. If it was me, I'd probably trade down. I mean, I'd probably do something else and try to get more value for yourself. But that's where I'm at with that whole thing, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's accurate. It's unfair to Drake, but –
But they're going to draft him. But they're going to draft him, most likely.
I agree. I think they're going to draft. I think they're going to draft him. I think that they are. They need something, a spark to that team, and if you don't draft a quarterback, it's, you know. I mean, they do have a new coach, but yeah, I think they draft. But yeah, as I was saying before, like, I feel bad for Trubisky. Draft was not that long ago. It doesn't help that Trubisky was drafted like ahead of like Mahomes. So that's always going to be talked about, and it's all very recent. So the comparisons are there, but you know, you make a valid point about drafting, you know, these prospects from these teams that don't play all like top competition all the time. Their stats aren't necessarily, you know, you can't just compare at, you know, it's not, you know, the stats don't tell the same story as someone in a, you know, big time conference. You know, I feel like, I don't know, I can think of examples going both ways. You know, you have like, Carson Wentz from North Dakota State. He was garbage. You know, he had a couple good seasons, but he was pretty much garbage. But then you have like Josh Allen, was he, like, I think, what, Wyoming?
Wyoming, yeah.
Yeah, so like, you know, you can think of examples both ways. That being said, there's lots, you know, think of all the USC quarterbacks that have come out and top drafted high, yeah, and how they've all panned out. Josh Rosen, I think he was from UCLA. I mean, he, like, you know,
yeah, he sucks.
He played 1 year in the league, you know, like, or no, he's been a backup, but he got one chance and he was shipped off and never even got a chance to start for the Dolphins. So I don't know is what it comes down to, but I agree. I think they take Drake May here and we'll see if they get him anyone to throw to. This is the one. I think this is the most interesting position right here. It's number four with Arizona. You know, I think I've seen enough out there where it's 50-50. They draft, they keep the pick, or they trade it. Selfishly, like, I want them to trade it because I don't want Marvin Harrison to go to Arizona. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, with the release of Marquise Brown and not picking anyone else up, I feel like they're gonna draft Marvin Harrison. So I'm going with that.
Yeah, I think they're going to trade it down. I think that they should draft Marvin Harrison, but I think they're going to trade down. I mean, I mean, it's a spot that Oakland could creep into, but I also for Minnesota, right? Could also creep into it. Is that correct?
That's been the most common one, is Minnesota switching up to number four.
And then, who we're talking about at that point with McCarthy? Is that what we're looking at here?
Yep.
If it's not Harrison.
Yep.
So here's my take on that. Like, why all of a sudden is like, and you know, we could obviously CC Turb on this at some point, but like, why is McCarthy so highly touted? Like he was on a team that ran the ball more than anything. And like, to me, he I don't watch a ton of college football, but he didn't really impress me in what he did in like those games. You know, okay, they won, great. Like, but really, I thought it was more the defense throughout the year and their running game. I could be mistaken, but I don't know, man. Like is he really? And like, at first they were talking about him like not even being in the top 10, and now all of a sudden he's all hyped up and he's going to be top four. So I think Zona fleeces somebody, he gets out of that spot. And maybe gets another receiver, thinking it's a deep receiver draft, and gets the value they should get out of that, and then somebody moves up, probably Minnesota, and gets McCarthy.
Yeah, I mean that's a very
which is okay for the Bears, because I don't know, I don't think McCarthy's like the next best thing since sliced bread, but we'll see what Turbin says on our next podcast.
Well, I selfishly need to have Minnesota get a quarterback because I got Jefferson in a dynasty league. So, please get some. Although Sam Darnold could make Jefferson, relevant enough.
Sammy
this year,
D?
But...
Oh no, yeah, I don't want Sammy D. He's exposed. It's done.
Relevant enough. That's all I need. Relevant enough. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I feel like Jason, McCarthy is kind of recency bias with him. You know, I don't know. I don't know enough about college football to, but I remember hearing like he was going to be like a second round pick. And then the shoot up, I mean, this just shows how desperate some and some of the teams are that they're going to be reaching for players that, you know, don't necessarily need to go that high. But yeah, your explanation makes complete sense for Arizona. I don't know. They've traded down in the past, right? I think they have.
But either way, I mean, either way they go. I think Marvin Harrison would be their best play. But even if they don't get Harrison at four, or Harrison's not going to fall the way to the Bears at nine, there's no chance.
No. No, no way. Because, you know, so I'm going with drafting. You're going with trading. So then that also makes number five really interesting for the Chargers. I mean, the one thing we know for sure is they're not drafting a quarterback, but what are they? Are they going wide receiver here? Are they going with, you know, on the defensive side? Are they going with one of the top, what was it, guard or tackles, that one of those guys? You know, logic says they would probably go wide receiver because they let their top two go. But like, they drafted a first round receiver last year in Quentin Johnson. Like, you're just gonna keep drafting wide receivers in your first round pick? Like,
he's not good. He's not good. They need a perennial talent. This position, I think, comes down to I think they're going to be in kind of a freestyle mode. They're going to be very spontaneous because it all boils down to what Arizona does. If Arizona stays and takes Harrison, then at that point, like, to me, yeah, they can get one of the other receivers. But I think at that point, the Chargers will probably trade the pick because somebody will want McCarthy and they'll get the value for that instead, and maybe trade down and get a receiver later at some point if they need to. But I think with the way it's going to pan out, that they'll probably get Harrison, which they have to take him, and that'll be great for them again.
Yeah. I mean, that he's fallen down to you. I think you have to. But I also wonder, you know, I'm trying to think back to, you know, Jim Harbaugh when he was coach of the 49ers. Like, did he value a top wide receiver? Like, who was it? I think it was Crabtree.
I don't know.
Is having a star wide receiver on his priority? He's made it very – all the moves he's made, he wants to pound the football. So I don't know if wide receiver is high on his list, which would make trading down you know, make the most sense.
They had Alex Smith back then, but I think Crabtree was like probably the best of the receivers. Yeah, I mean, so I don't know. I don't really think he really.
Or he did have a great tight end in Vernon Davis at that time. Like, do they go Brock Bowers? They go that way. They don't really have a tight end.
It's true. Yeah, pretty wide open. Pretty wide open.
And then six. I think I know six is the Giants. I think I know what they're going to do. And it's not going to be good for fantasy. It's going to be drafting a wide receiver because they still have none. But they don't have someone who can throw the wide receiver the ball. That wide receiver is going to just have – it's going to be like Drake London. You know, they'll throw the ball 15 times to him. It'll be like three catchable balls. And it'll just be terrible. And from what everyone is saying out there, like, it sounds like Malik Nabers is the next best receiver. Some have argued. I've seen something say that they should take him over Harrison, which I think is probably ludicrous. So what say you?
Well, he broke the record for the 40-yard dash. Is that right?
So?
Oh, yeah, you don't care about that, huh?
No, that only means a few things, you know? Quick. If you go back to a lot of the people, like, I mean, I get it. He's built differently than these people I'm going to say, but like John Ross was one of the fastest people in it. You know what he did? Nothing anywhere ever. You know, so yeah. that's only a component of it. Granted, like, you know, like Nabers is a bigger guy and, you know, has more, you know, natural ability. But that's why I made that response to it. That's all.
John Ross did hang around the league, though, at least. He did have a job for a while. That's pretty good, you know?
Having a job doesn't do good. Oh, big fucking deal. You know who else still has a job? Fucking Mitch Trubisky. He still has a job. What the fuck does that mean?
Mitch.
By the way, do you know where he is now?
I was thinking in the back of my head where he is. I have no idea. I'm just going to throw out a wild guess and say Seattle.
I'm pretty sure he's back with Buffalo.
Oh, is he? Mitch. Oh, man, he's so bad. But yeah, it's probably going to be Malik Nabers. I mean, based on the projections, based on the way everything's going to pan out, I don't see that position changing for the sixth pick.
Yeah, I don't see them trading or anything. Seven is the Titans, and like, they clearly aren't going to be drafting a receiver. They have, the skeleton of DeAndre Hopkins. Well, he did okay, I guess. He did fine once Will Levis was in there, and they got Calvin Ridley. I think they're believing in Will Levis. So all the projections had them taking Joe Alt, the offensive tackle. I don't know. So thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, she's kind of like a boring pick spot. Don't really see much or know much about the value here. So, blah, 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 blah. I agree with you.
Then next is the Falcons at eight.
Ooh, boy.
The Falcons have their quarterback, man, for the next.
Yeah, the highly overpaid Kirk Cousins.
What a great career this guy's had, you know?
Great career, huh? A lot of money.
Like, Bouncing off the top, people were talking about, like, you know, Netflix being lucky versus Blockbuster, yada, yada, yada. I mean, this guy just – I mean, it's not all luck, but he bet himself. He's been available every time he's been up for, like, a contract and he hasn't been signed and let be a free agent. He's been the best one available. And, you know, he's not a superstar. He's a serviceable quarterback, but he's not going to be the reason you win the Super Bowl. He could take you, he can manage it, he can make some big-time plays from time to time, but he ain't carrying you to the Super Bowl. But he's getting paid like he is, and this is the first time. This is the second time this has happened for him. It's crazy.
Yeah, I just don't see that team. I don't know. Everybody's overhyping that team so much. I think he sputters out. I don't think he's going to be that great with them. I'm calling it now.
All right. But anyway, what about their pick? Yeah, but anyway, you know, I got too carried away there. But they already got, a young running back. They got a top, a first round wide receiver. They took Darnell Mooney from us. They got a top, a first round. Oh my God! Just think, they have a first round running back, a first round wide receiver, and a first round tight end all starting for them. All top 10 picks. Jesus Christ, that's crazy. Like,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Think about it. Pitts was number 4 overall. Bijan was what 7 or 8. Drake London was, I don't forget what he was, the first wide receiver. I don't remember what draft pick it was, but.
Well, I forget what pick it was.
So, yeah, Pretty wild. They're probably going defense. You know, defense is important, but we don't talk about it here.
Yeah, no defense.
We don't talk about Bruno. We don't talk about defense. All right.
Bruno. Let's get to the pick that we all care about coming up right here.
The Bears. The Bears.
Oh.
What are they doing here?
That's a big spot. I mean, I definitely don't think you trade the pick. I think you keep it. And even though there's people who are saying, oh, you need O-line help, blah, blah, blah. You know, we went boring last year and went O-line. The guy's okay. I mean, we'll see how he keeps panning out. But, look, Keenan Allen's not going to stick around forever. We all know that. He's more of a rental, and he's there to tutor. So you have to draft one of the receivers. I mean, it's pretty common sense. So I think it's projected, and it looks like Odunze is going to land here. And I mean – I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, Washington had a great year. It was a really prolific offense. The only concern I have is, was it more that Penix is a great quarterback? By the way, I know we're probably not going to get deep into the draft, but he's a great low-value quarterback still in the late part of the first round or early second round, by the way. But, I think that he's probably the best receiver that's left on the board, and I think the Bears should go receiver. Get a receiver, Keenan Allen can tutor, mentor. And then once Keenan leaves, you got him. You'll still have DJ, and that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, it as much as it doesn't make sense, it does make sense. If that makes any sense at all. Meaning like they have two top receivers right now, so adding a third one, it seems like what the hell. But the explanation makes complete sense. Keenan Allen, he's what, 31, 32. He's got 3 years tops left, and he had, last season he missed, 3 or 4 games towards the end with an injury. The season before, he was out half the year with an injury. So, yeah. And then as far as, the other thing that makes sense is the other reason why it also makes sense is that their defense is actually pretty good. You don't actually need anything on defense. They made some moves, some free agent acquisitions. They traded for Montez Sweat, I think his name is. They've got made some moves there. And, yeah, I agree. You want to go O-line again? I mean, we do need to have a good O-line, so hopefully whatever moves they made pan out. But I agree. It could be exciting, to have a quarterback and a wide receiver kind of, come up together. I mean, that if they can get good chemistry, I mean, and you can keep them happy, keep them under contract, I mean, that's – there's nothing better than that, so.
Yeah, I know. It's about time that sucking for so long pays off for us, my friend. So let's hope that we can finally get this. So hopefully we don't have to keep talking about draft picks and should we blah and tanking and blah, blah, blah. We can save that for the Chicago Bulls. But by the way, we're playing right now live in the playing game, by the way, in case you care.
Oh, that's right. Yay. Ooh, go Bulls.
It was good. That was a good sneak little top 9, top pretty much top 10.
Wait, hold on.
10 too?
No, right. We don't necessarily do 10, but I think what that all that leaves out is so you got Bo Nix and what's the guy's name you just said? Oh, and Penix. Are they going in the first round?
Yeah, they were talking about a I guess the over under bet in the sports books right now for quarterbacks in the first round is 4.5, and they were saying how like it's a great bet to bet the over, because if you logically think about it, you should have 4 in the early part of the first round, and then logically they would tell you that one of those two guys should go in the first round. I'm gonna say that one does and the other doesn't. I think Penix goes late first round, and Bo Nix maybe goes like early second round. So I'm gonna say you'll see five guys go in the first round. But they're both good value. I mean, I think Penix, if Penix did have all the injury issues that he's had and blah blah blah, the stuff he's had issues, like I think he'd be top 5 pick. I mean, the guy's very talented. He's had a long career. He's obviously very experienced, but you know, you don't want anybody who's got any damage on them already, obviously.
All right.
Damage to the dick. You know what damage to the dick was in high school, by the way?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. She's friends actually. We don't want to say too much. They're
friends. Oh yeah.
Hey,
yes.
Good people.
So the next question is, do Denver and or Las Vegas take a quarterback in the first round? Because they, you know, it's all signs points in Minnesota getting a quarterback in the first round. Like, they need to have somebody to throw Jefferson the ball. Otherwise, he's gone, because they still haven't signed a contract extension with him. And he's in his contract year now. So if they lose Kirk Cousins and then they lose Jefferson after that, like, I'm pretty sure that the city will burn down their stadium. So. So do Denver and or Vegas take a quarterback?
I think Denver does. Vegas doesn't.
Interesting. I feel the same way too, and I don't know why. And
there's
something weird about
like I think they kind of like Aiden O'Connell a little bit for some reason. Hey, he was the starter for GE Deppen throughout most of the year last year. So,
I mean, yeah, I kind of see it too. And then I'm just going down. Are there any, so let's say Denver and Vegas both pass on a quarterback because they're both, you know, taking some eddies and, fall asleep at the wheel. Mm. What other team you think is, if that happens, what other team is going to take a quarterback?
What other team would take a QB? Somebody maybe to have somebody as the quality secondary option. I'm trying to think of them. There's really nobody else that would be in need. I mean, maybe the.
I'll give you some.
Who just signed? Oh no, the Raiders. Didn't the Raiders sign Minshew? Didn't I hear that somewhere?
Oh, you're right. They did sign Minshew.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Minshew Mania, man. They're bringing Minshew Mania in. So I think that right there takes the Raiders out of the equation, because I think they're rolling with him. And then O'Connell might be the backup maybe.
Oh, I forgot about Minshew. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So here, I'll give you the teams that jump out to me as potentially, you know, grabbing. I'm just saying if one of the top quarterbacks is still available because Denver and Vegas decide to pass. I'll give you a few that I think would do it. And you can tell me which one of those is most likely. Seattle. The Rams. Cowboys. Buccaneers.
Who's Seattle starter again? Oh, Geno. Geno. I would probably say, I mean, logically, you would think a replacement for Stafford at this point, and they have a lot of young talent on that team, but I'm going to go Seattle, though, because Geno's just like, I mean, is Geno really that good? I mean, he had one good year that one year, but I don't know. Geno.
I'm going Rams, I think. I think Rams would potentially do it.
Initially, I was going to go Rams. I know. Yeah, I just – well, because it just makes more sense that, like, because they kind of have a pretty stacked team still. I mean, they could use some help on defense, but their offense is not bad. I mean, they have a running back. They have stud receivers. I mean, Puka and fucking Cooper. I mean, all you need is and then you teach the game with Stafford. So, yeah, it's good. Actually, I just took up my initial pick. I like it.
Although, I just remembered, they did lose Aaron Donald, so they might have to fill that gap.
That is true. It's a big gap to fill.
All right. That's all I got.
Man, it's been great. Hopefully everybody's listening.
Let's see if everyone can remember this, see who got what right, you know?
A little sneak preview into the fantasy regular season coming up very quickly, fellas.
Yeah, and maybe we'll do a little post-draft one. We'll see if it's well-received.
All right, well, hey, thanks for having us, buddy. We love you all very much.
Nighty night.
Peace out.